107.7 The Franchise, Oklahoma Zoo, Sour Sports. My final thoughts of the day. Today I'm driving to work out this morning, and I hear a promo run from the morning show. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Steely, Rhody, Kelly, and that whole group. Jesse does a great job also. And, you know, Rhody does his deal every day, his Rhody, what is it called? Rhody on Sports.
Rhody on Sports.
Yes. And so I'm guessing this is an excerpt from Rhody on Sports. But go ahead, Kara, just play it so I can get to it.
But, you know, the thing that I always loved about OSU when I first got here, gosh, 30 years ago, is they just took everything in stride. We lose again? Oh, you know, the Aggie factor. We did it again, huh? That's a shame. Got any beer? Is it beer cold? I'll take a beer. They've lost that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've had success, and I get how that works. Here's my advice for OSU fans this year. Have a beer. Chill. Take what you can get against anybody.
So I hear that.
Okay.
I hear that. I pull over. I get out of my truck. This is in a random parking lot. And I start losing my mind. Because that's it. That's what people expect out of you, Oklahoma State fans. And that's what people expect out of your team. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Oh, it's just Oklahoma State. Or it's just little brother. They'll get over it. They shouldn't expect a whole lot out of their team. It's just college football. Why is Sam so upset they look like crap in the first four games of the season this year? That doesn't make any sense. Let's celebrate. Let's do a little dance about the Texas win. How about that? No big deal at all. But I'm sorry to say that my expectations for my university, in which I love and give a whole lot of freaking money to every year, are higher than having a freaking beer. I'm so sick of that, of people looking at Oklahoma State and saying, why are you guys so upset? All you're going to do is lose anyway. I'm tired of that. I'm talking to people, and I think Robert Allen does a great job, and he tells me just to accept the fact the offensive line sucks. I don't want to accept that. I don't want to, right? It's a Power 5 conference. It's a top 25 team. It's a 19th highest ticket price in college football, and you expect me to drink a freaking beer and just accept that garbage? So, Rhody, as much as I respect you and your career that you've had, you've seen three times the amount of crap that I have, you can take your beer and shove it.
Well, isn't the motto in Stillwater, win or lose, we always booze?
We're better than that, or you should hope to be better than that. I'm sick of that little brother crap. You win football games. You play to win championships. So, yes, after I watched four quarters of Texas and Oklahoma State, it looked like a Rottweiler trying to hump a football for four quarters. I'm not happy about it. But the fact I got people telling me that I should be okay with it is ridiculous. I had some OSU fan just now sent me a tweet that says, what, Gundy can't dance, we can't celebrate or win, let's just be miserable. Who's miserable? I've just got higher expectations for my team. And, you know, I'm one of the few hosts in all of sports that will tell you I cheer for this team. I went to school there. My wife went to school there. I love Oklahoma State athletics. And we're the only people probably in Edmond that are having panic attacks during the Texas game. But I got to listen to Rhody tell me to have a beer and just relax? Are you kidding me? Robert tells me, hey, that's it. That's all they got on the offensive line. There's nothing we can do about it. What are you talking about? How's that it? How's that all we have? It's the Big 12. It's Division I football. I lost my mind this morning when I heard that. And the thing is that makes it even more frustrating is Rhody's not wrong about what Oklahoma State has been. But it's time for a change, right? That's what they've been saying all along there in Stillwater. Change this, change that. We're going to be better. And then when the fan base, a very small amount of the fan base, is annoyed at where they're sitting right now, we get ridiculed for it. I get people texting me and tweeting me, oh, you're too hard on Oklahoma State? Double birds to you and everybody else. Go, Pokes.
Do you need a beer now?
Goodbye.
And that's going to do it for us from Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range, just 3 miles west of the airport. DG on the radio is next.
Your flagship station for Oklahoma Sooner football, 107.7 The Franchise.